Track 14, Killing Her Dragon. On the previous track, we discussed Pains and Pluses journaling. On this track, we will discuss how battered women often transfer their expectations of perfection to those around them and how to kill the dragon of their own inner critic. As you know, this transfer of perfection can create yet another unrealistic expectation for the battered woman that leads to more feelings of frustration and shame. As we discussed on a previous track, many battered women hold high standards of perfection for themselves. When the battered woman fails to meet these expectations of perfection, she often has intense feelings of shame and failure. Have you found, like I, that battered women often transfer their expectation of perfection to the therapist as well as to other people in their life? As Melody Beatty would put it, the magic is in others, not within herself. The less good stuff she finds in herself, the more she seeks it in others. I have found that because the battered woman feels the therapist should be perfect, this can make treatment quite difficult and painstaking on both parties. Meredith, a 25-year-old woman, had been dating Matthew for 2 years after they had met in a bar. As you will see, Meredith's struggle with her expectation of perfection affected our sessions together. Meredith stated, "After I was denied admission to medical school, I had a harder and harder time making it through the day at work without thinking about killing myself. I was always depressed and anxious about everything." Meredith told me, "My life seemed to go down the drain because I didn't accomplish my dream. I don't have a family, and I'm not as successful as Matthew, my boyfriend. I look at your life as a therapist, and you have a great life. You're successful in your career, and you probably have great relationships with your family and your husband. I'll never have that." As you can see, Meredith was transferring her expectations of self-perfection onto other people in her life whom she saw as superior to her. Of course, Meredith knew little about me or my home life, yet she still placed my life above hers. As you know, this sort of transference only increases feelings of self-hate and failure for the battered woman. In response to Meredith's view that my life was perfect, I decided to self-disclose. I stated, "Yes, I do have a college degree and a full-time job, but to assume that all other aspects of my life are perfect, I don't feel is accurate. It sounds like you're feeling pretty low about yourself. Is that right?" I realize self-disclosure is an individual decision and varies with each client. However, I felt validation needed to be preempted with self-disclosure. After self-disclosing, here are some validation statements I use with battered clients. As you listen to these 6 validation statements, think of your last session with a battered client. Are there other statements you use that aren't included in this list? If so, think what they are and think about them in your next session. Validation statement number 1, you're doing well. 2, you're handling so much. 3, you've made a lot of plans, that's good. 4, I admire your strength to deal with what you're dealing with. 5, your family seems to really care about you. 6, your children are really connected with you. Think for a moment about a battered client you are currently treating who puts you on a pedestal. Before you jump in with a "you're doing well," is there an area in your life you feel appropriate and beneficial to disclose to your client? I have also found in dealing with a battered woman's expectation of perfection of others, in addition to self-disclosure, confrontation is sometimes essential. Unless the client is at risk for safety, I save confrontation of a client's expectations of perfection for others until later in the process of therapy. I, of course, find early confrontation can be overwhelming and painful for the battered woman, while later confrontation creates and encompasses trust and reassurance that other people may also be suffering the same as the client is suffering. Obviously, if the battered woman can relate to the therapist, her transference of illusions of perfectionism can be dispelled. As you know, Meredith held a very critical view of herself. In our sessions together, Meredith followed three steps in killing the dragon of her inner critic to talk back to her inner critic and begin to regain some of her self-esteem. Here are the three steps in killing her dragon of self-criticism. Number one, first Meredith recognized her self-criticizing thoughts as they worked through her mind. After several sessions, Meredith recognized her statement that, "I'll never have a family life as good as the other people in my life," is self-criticism. Stage number two, next Meredith discovered why these thoughts are distorted. In the second step, Meredith saw how her statement was based on assumption of others and not of truth. Meredith stated, "I guess I can't be sure how other people's relationships are all the time. I mean, no one knows the truth about my relationship with Matthew. They think everything's fine." In the third and final step of talking back to her inner critic, Meredith practiced rebutting her self-critical statements in realistic ways to develop a more realistic self-evaluation system. In this step, I often find it important to make certain the battered woman believes in her own rebuttals of her self-critical thoughts. Here's what I mean. Meredith stated, "I know I can't say my relationship is just as good as everyone else's, but maybe I can compare myself to bad days. I look at others when they are up and myself when they are down. Maybe I just need to look at myself." Are you currently seeing a battered client who transfers her expectations of perfection onto you, as well as other people in her life? Do you think that the three-step inner critic rebuttal of recognizing her self-critic, discovering the distortion in these thoughts, and rebutting her personal critic would be of assistance? Question 14. What are the three steps in killing her dragon a battered woman may use to begin regaining her self-esteem? This CD set has covered Grooming for Violence, The Dog Collar, Four Techniques for If Only Destruction, Unraveling Self-Guilt, Resolving Failure Expectancy, The Pyramid of Self-Hate, Personal Terrorism, Pains and Pluses Journaling, Illusions to Avoid Responsibility, and Killing Her Dragon of Self-Criticism. We appreciate that you've chosen the Healthcare Training Institute as a means to receive your continuing education credit. I hope you have found the information to be both practical and beneficial. I wish you the best of luck in your practice. Thank you.